listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney and Brandon Glore.
You know, losing the first 100 pounds or that century mark is an amazing milestone and gives you such a great sense of accomplishment. But after the first 100, the weight might fall off, might stall, or plateau. When I lost my first 100 pounds, I thought, yes, this is going to be a breeze. And it didn't. But what it did do was allowed me to see what I could do and that I couldn't quit. And it really shaped my mind. You're listening to the Obesity Revolution podcast. I'm Sean Mulroney.
I'm Brandon Glore.
Brandon, what do you think about that? You remember, I'll never forget the day you helped me reach that century mark, that 100 pounds. I mean, I was I couldn't take it, man. Mm-hmm. I was like, and Brandon's like, and he helped. That first year was a breeze.
Yeah, it was.
All of a sudden, these next 2 years have been battle royale, but I'm still in it to win it.
Yes.
So what do you think about that century mark? Why is that century mark so explosive in stuff?
I think it's overrated. I think we sit there and put too much time and effort into these numbers, and we're not looking at our overall health and life. And because I couldn't tell you, I don't know what it is, but there is something every time somebody's trying to hit that 100-pound mark or that goal weight, they get stuck and they hit something, because I think we get too caught up.
Wow. Well, I can never forget that we came back to that. You like, Sean, I don't care what that scale says.
That's right.
It's about your health.
That's right.
You got to get healthy before you lose weight. And then the other thing, too, is that I am the healthiest I have been years.
Which is a huge victory.
I have a 5.1 blood, my blood sugar.
Unmedicated.
Unmedicated.
Yes.
No cholesterol, none whatsoever. It is above average. Mm-hmm. My, all my blood came back.
My triglycerides.
Yeah. And they even thought that I had heart problem. Remember? Mm-hmm. I told you.
Guess what they said?
They said, no heart problems.
That's right.
You're good to go. You got the blood of a 180-pound person.
So as we continue to eat healthy, as we continue to work out to try to figure what it's going to take for Sean's body to metabolize this excess fat that he has, we're working on his lymphatic system, which is a huge curveball, but we continue to work. We continue to take action and we continue not to give up or give in. So at the same time, Sean has been altered or stuck on the scale for a little bit, but he is continuing to get more healthy. He's moving more.
Yeah.
He's more mobile. We're working through it. He's experiencing a lot of pain through these workouts, but we're working on getting him to deal with less pain so we can do more. And
you have me working out 5 days a week.
Yep.
That's what our in-home workout's all about that Brandon designed at theobesityrevolution.com. But you said it's over. It is. But it's a great feeling.
It is.
We can't worry about the aesthetics or the scale.
It's a small battle in an entire war. You know, you can enjoy the victory. You can enjoy the win,
but that's
not what it's all about. That's not the only thing.
That's the truth bomb right there. I want to read a review now. Okay. You can leave a review for us too. You go to the Obesity Revolution, hit the podcast tab. You'll see everything, all the episodes there. You can listen to it. Leave a review, hit that. It will take you right there. Leave a review for us because we'd love to hear how it's helping others. So here's a review. It says, hands down amazing is what they said. Brandon Glore is one of the best people I have ever had the privilege to know. He is kind, compassionate, disciplined, encouraging. What he and Sean are doing is like nothing done before. So excited for them. You know who that's from?
Who is that?
Your mom. No, it really isn't. I'm just anyways, it's from M. Boyer 12. And that's who wrote that.
Oh, that's
got to
be Michaela.
And
yeah.
That
awesome.
She wrote that.
And thank you, Michaela.
Thank you, Michaela. Thank you for listening to that. And by the way, Brandon, that's
truth. And that's somebody who's had some pretty good success herself. So
see, well, that because Brandon, now listen to me. I say this all the time, but Brandon is the trainer of trainers. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care how much. And he Brandon is the worst. He doesn't do social media. He hates doing things and he doesn't care about accolades. And by the way, I did a video for you and I don't even know if you even watched it. The Goliath of Obesity.
And I have not. Somebody did tell me about it. I haven't got to watch it yet.
You need to. You got to. I said, we needed a modern day David and his name is Brandon Glore. And the Goliath of Obesity, I talk about all of our stories. I put it in there. I have, you know, Stella, I have Steve, I have Melissa, all in there. And then I talk about you, have clips of you. And then the story of David and Goliath, mm-hmm. I put you into that. There's a really good clip in there of David and Goliath, the real like movie clip where David swings the stone. And that's what you're doing to us in our workout. You're slinging that stone and hitting us right between the
thank
eye.
Thank you.
Well, you need to check it out if you haven't. I mean, it's getting really good views, but whenever I know you're not on and you don't do it for the accolades, you don't care. But anyways, because I have all the limelight, Brandon said pushes it, won't do it a little, but he needs it. So anyways, I thank God for you, Brandon. And we got a pretty incredible guest today.
Yes.
His name is Adam Shibley. He has the Million Pound Mission.
Yes.
I got to speak an event of his. It was powerful. It was incredible. And he also has a PhD, which we'll discuss what that PhD is. And we're going to get right to it. So Adam Shibley, the Million Pound Mission, the PhD, welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast.
Oh, Sean, man, I'm fired up to be here with you.
Adam, I have to ask you, how did you get to 327 pounds?
That's a great question. For me, it was a little bit of a different journey. I grew up playing basketball here in Indiana and very active. And I quit playing basketball and went to college. Mm-hmm. So that whole calorie burn kind of went away. But I always ate a lot. I always had a strong appetite. And when I graduated high school, I weighed like 190 pounds. When I graduated college, I weighed about 290 pounds. So I put on about 20 to 25 pounds a year I just quit the activity. My nutrition was never really great. And then you add in things like alcohol and dorm food and those magical swipe cards. You can just go swipe that card and you just go and get some more.
Yeah.
And then you make friends with, I would make friends with like the little 115 pound women that I would try to flirt with and be like, how many points do you have in your meal card? And, you know, they'd swipe it and there were no rollover points, you know, so I would help them take care of that problem. And so by the time I graduated, you know, I was 100 plus pounds heavier than when I walked in there. And then that kind of continued and that led to a little bit of food addiction where, you know, I'm still that type of guy where, you know, I'm not going to just eat one cookie or a handful of chips or whatever. Like I am going until there is nothing left in front of me. And I'm still like that. But, that's how I went from, you know, under 200 pounds to well over 300 pounds in a matter of about 5 or 6 years.
Well, you know, Adam, you have a PhD, so I want everybody to know what your PhD is in.
Yes. It's more of I'm called the PhD. It's not just a PhD.
You're the PhD.
The previously heavy dude. So when I podcast on the Million Pound Mission, that's the tagline that I've been deemed with. It's the PhD. And that's just from the standpoint of, you know, I went from 327 pounds now back down in the low 200s, losing over 100 pounds. And the cool thing is, as I did that, it took me 5 years. And you know, some people are like, I want to lose 100 pounds and I want to do it in 6 months or, you know, in 3 weeks or in one day.
Right.
But, you know, the trick was getting there and staying there. But as I did that, I also kind of drug my hometown through the process with me because people started to ask for help. And I helped my hometown lose 35,000 pounds.
Wow.
That's
awesome.
Amazing. Wow. Million pound mission. That's incredible. Well, you know, I have a PhD too as well. I'm the presently heavy dude. So
lighter than you were though.
Lighter. That's exactly right. I'm working on my master's of getting the weight off though. But anyways,
we're going to get him down to kindergarten, right?
That's my mind, Brandon. My mind is kindergarten. That's right. That's my mind.
That's good. So moving into that, Adam, what was your initial mindset and what caused you to take action to get going with starting your weight loss? Was there any one thing that stood out where you just said, I have to take full on action here? Or was it through that process of 5 years of learning how you lost that weight and why you were doing it?
Well, I think I kind of hit a rock bottom moment. I remember I was just in the grocery store and I was just, my life was kind of circling the drain where I was overweight. Obviously I wasn't feeling good. I've had, you know, a relationship that I was convinced like this was the one. And then she had just sprung on me that she was going to go to graduate school and move an hour away. So I'm like, ah, that's depressing. I have $40,000 of personal credit card debts. Not like home or mortgage or like student loans. I had those things too, but wow. You know, like just being an idiot was how I was spending my money. I was not happy with my career choice and the path that was taken. So I just hit that rock bottom moment. And I remember I was at the grocery store, you know, I was going to swipe my credit card that was already probably overdrawn. I was just hoping that this last bag of chips would go through. And then I went home. And I, for the first time ever, I watched a DVD called The Secret, The Law of Attraction. And I sat down and I watched that. And that was my first ever dose of personal development. And that just lit my soul on fire because that helped me reclaim the thought that I could actually control my destiny, that I didn't just have to go with the flow of all these negative things that were happening in my life, that I could map things out and change, you know, the story of what my future looks like. And that night I sat down and I mapped out a 5-year plan where I said, this is what I want to happen. This is what I will create in my life and what I'm going to look to create every single day. And you know, if I've got one superpower, it's called implementation, and I get after it and I will get out there and I will swing that axe every single day. Some days I might miss, some days I really connect. But the act of getting up and showing up for my goals, I'll do that all day, every day. And that's how, you know, I lost 100 pounds and
that's good.
I got rid of all the debt and I fell in love, got married, you know, and, you know, my life was totally revamped over those 5 years of just implementing in line with the dream I put out there for myself.
Wow, Adam. And speaking to that, you said about the law of attraction. You made a statement that you can't spell attraction without what?
Without action.
Wow. Well, yeah. Let's go into that. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Well, a lot of people know of The Secret, The Law of Attraction, but what they do is they sit on their butt and they read their goals and they do their affirmations and they just try to magnetize the universe and make these magical things appear in their lives. And they're missing the second part of the equation, which, yeah, you have to dream it up. You have to dial in your focus and know what you want to achieve. It's kind of like if you're playing darts, you know, you can hold a dart in your hand and spin around and just toss it up in the air and it might hit the dartboard. But if you know like where you're aiming, that's super helpful, right? But we have to throw the dart. You know, it doesn't matter, back to the swinging the axe analogy, it doesn't matter how sharp the axe is if you never swing it. Mm. And that is the second part. That's the action part of the equation where you have to show up for those goals. So if you have a goal to lose 100 pounds or reclaim control of your health, paint that picture, but then ask yourself every day at the end of the day, what did I do? What did I do to take one baby step in the right direction? And if you didn't do anything yet, then do something before you go to bed. And that's exactly the philosophy that I took every day for 5 years as I totally rehabilitated my life and my lifestyle.
That's good.
That's great. So being that you're to that point now, how has it been keeping it off?
Well, it's something that, I mean, as you guys know, as you're mentoring and coaching other people crave that, achieving that point of, okay, when do I get there? You know, quote unquote there. And when does it get quote unquote easier? And when do I not have to think about it so much? And the thing is, like, I always, as I alluded to earlier, like the food addiction is there. You put a pizza in front of me, it's going down and no one else gets any, you know, like I don't share. And so I deal with that and just having that mental conversation and understanding it, understanding who I am and the way that I operate around food, you know, that's evolved over the last decade now that I've been on this journey. And it's gotten easier because I have systems, I have processes, I have habits. And, you know, that decision fatigue isn't there like it used to be. When you first start, you're trying to figure everything out. There are lots of micro decisions to make, like, when do I work out? Why am I working out? You know, when Do I meal prep? What meal plan am I on? Like, all these micro decisions have to be made, and that wears us down. That wears down our willpower, and that, you know, can be an issue in and of itself. But it does get easier with when you get into maintenance mode and more lifestyle mode, because the systems and processes become habits, the habits become lifestyle. And that's kind of where I'm at now. It's like, it's going to take something really out of this world to send me back to 327 pounds. Like, I just, I can't even fathom that because of who I, like, who I resonate with, the person that I identify with as my, myself, like, that just doesn't look like that anymore. My lifestyle doesn't look like that. So
that's
kind of a long way.
That is great.
But that's where I'm at now.
Well, that's a great answer, especially, like I said, you lost, you know, the 100 pounds. Okay. You went from, you know, 327 to where you're at coaching other people. But what about this black hole of weight loss doom? Explain that to us.
Well, that's my platform, guys. Like, that's what I love to coach people. If I can help people in one way, I love to describe this concept, because it leads to an aha moment, because people tend to focus their effort and their time and their money and their energy in the wrong direction. So I'll paint the picture first, and I'll tell you how to shift perspective. So I want everybody listening to imagine a circle that's made up of four interconnected arrows. So, like, there's an arrow along the top, the right, the bottom, and then the left side, and they're all pointing around in one direction. So the top of the circle is where we try something new. It's January. Let's do a boot camp. Let's do keto. Let's do Weight Watchers. Let's do yoga. Let's work out with Sean. Let's work out with Adam. So we try something new, and that's good. That's how the process starts. Then we bend around to the arrow to the right, and we get some initial results because it's a new stimulus, like something we haven't tried before. It's a new variable. Our body responds. And usually that's with lower body fat, better endurance, weight loss. We look better. We feel better. You know, that's the initial momentum. The bottom of this image, the bottom of the circle, is what I call the life happens moment. And this is where we are stressed in some sort of way that we weren't ready for. So our work schedule changes. We get sick. We get injured. We lose a training partner. Our coach moves away. We have family stress. It could be anything, and we just aren't ready for it. And Sean, I'm going to quiz you, see how well you paid attention to me at our live event. If you take the word stress and spell it backwards, what do you get?
What do you get when you spell stress backwards?
Dessert.
Dessert.
So if you take the word stress and spell it backwards, you get dessert. And that's usually what happens when you get stressed out, right?
Yes.
So that's that life happens moment. We're not ready for it. The left part of the circle is the crash and burn. We go back to where we started. If we had lost 20 pounds, we usually gain it back because of that life happens moment. And the critical mistake that people make is they just float around in this, you know, usually at the beginning of the year, start something new, get some initial results, life happens, spring break, anything like that. And then boom, we gain our way back. We're back to where we started. And we think that the issue is, oh, that program didn't work for me. Working with Adam, that didn't work. Or doing keto, that didn't work. Or doing yoga, that didn't work. What didn't work in this process is that life happens moment. We weren't ready for it. So that's the variable you want to focus on. And that's what I coach. And like, if we can get you better prepared to happen to handle that life happens moment and help you identify, analyze, and plan in advance for that moment, then any program will get better. I mean, any program out there. And so, for example, a lot of people crash and burn. That life happens moment looks like spring break, where at the beginning of the year, they do a program, they get some initial results, they're motivated, they're looking good, they're feeling good. They go on spring break. And it's not the vacation itself. It's what does not happen after the vacation. They go on spring break, the summer is sunny, they have some margaritas or senoritas, whatever happens, you know, we gain some 5, 7, 8 pounds, but that's not the issue. The danger zone is they do not get back into their meal prep and meal plan regimen. Mm-hmm. They don't get back with their personal trainer. They don't get back into the groove and the habits of what got them that initial momentum in the first place. That's the danger zone. So we've identified that, we've analyzed it a little bit, and we say, okay, next spring break, or the next time I go on vacation, or the next time I leave town, how can I be better prepared for this so that I can get right back in my plan? And my coaching around that is usually map it out before you leave. That way you walk right back into a plan. Like, book your personal training sessions in advance. Know what day you're going to meal prep and what your meal prep is going to look like. Map that out in advance. Do all these things in advance so that you have a better shot of making this danger zone less dangerous. You know, when you're on a slippery slope, let's make it less slippery so that when you get back, you just walk right into a plan you can execute. And that's called danger zone solved. And we can keep moving forward instead of just circling the drain in this black hole of weight loss doom that so many people get caught up in. And that's my mission, is to help people escape that.
That's awesome.
That's real good. And just to reflect on that danger zone, I love that concept and that layout of it. So hopefully to you guys listening, you really took a lot with that, because that's a lot of good info
that
there.
But
I just want to add a little bit to what I would look at from my coaching perspective of those danger zones is a lot of us don't realize to make the initial act to get healthy, to be in better shape. He talked about spring break. It's, I need to get in shape for spring break. It's not, this is an everyday thing. This is my life. I eat healthy. I work out. So then when you go into that so-called spring break where those handful of meals get out of control and stuff, you're actually in the back of your head thinking about it through that time frame. So there's not as bad of that relapse there either. So find we all have our reasons why, but you got to remember, it's just not until I get there. This is what I do.
That's brilliant. So it's not about getting, you go to that spring break. It's not about getting to spring break or even to a wedding or
a college reunion.
Right.
Absolutely.
So it's like being life.
Absolutely.
It's life. You out there to listen, especially struggling with morbidly obesity, you know, us getting at, we're overwhelmed with that. But if we make it a lifestyle rather than weight loss isn't an event, it's a lifestyle.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? We make it an event.
And I'll get individuals that walk through the door and say, oh, if I was your size or in shape, what are you doing here? You're done. No, I'm just getting started. This is what I do. This is why I'm here.
That's good.
And we got to change that mindset.
That's good. Now, how about implementation? Okay. You say you like implementing things. Talk about that as we final and we close this up. Give us some good golden nuggets on implementing things and not just talking about it, but applying it and implementing it into your life.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite things to talk about. And I really want to give you guys that are listening an actionable tip. All right. And remember, it's okay to dream, but it's also important to do. All right.
We gotta
do as much doing as we do dreaming. And that's very important. So if you find yourself sitting and thinking like, oh, I've got these goals, why am I not at my goals yet? Well, what are you doing about it? Ask yourself that question and, you know, don't beat yourself up about it. Just go out and get into motion. And you don't have to, it's not solving everything and losing 100 pounds in one workout. It's like, how did you show up for yourself? All right. Mm. So my tip for you guys is I want you to set an implementation alarm. And this is one of my favorite things to talk about on my podcast. I close the show out every week on this. So most people are listening in on their phone, right? So just go to your phone and set an alarm for 24 hours from right now. All right. So just very easy. You can do it as you listen to this, as long as you're not driving. All right. If you're driving, pull over and then set the implementation alarm. But what I want you to do before that alarm goes off, just do something to take your next step towards health.
Maybe that's
a workout. Maybe that's listening to another podcast. Maybe that's hitting the subscribe button on this podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe that's, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Maybe that's reaching out to Sean. Maybe that's reading a blog. Maybe it's signing up for some sort of program or training, or maybe it's meal prepping, but do something before that alarm goes off. That's your goal for the next 24 hours. And that is how we get in the habit of implementing. And you can do this every day if you wanted to, and just do something every day before the alarm goes off.
Man, everybody that listened to that is powerful. And you know, Brandon, Adam, here's my takeaway of this whole episode is you talked about action. It's okay to dream, but if you're not putting it into action, you know, you can dream all day. It's free. You know, and dreaming's free, but you know, putting implementation into it and setting that implementation alarm to do something that you're not doing is very vital. So it's about taking action, and you can't have attraction without action. That's my takeaway. What's yours real quick, Brandon?
No, it's great. You've got to know where you want to get, and you've got to have a roadmap to get there, or else you're going to get lost, but you've got to take the steps to do it.
Good.
And that's what Adam just stress this entire podcast here, and I couldn't be more about it. You know, I understand the law of attraction, and you got to look for the things that you want, but I like this joke around a little bit because there are those that are out there sitting in front of vision board. Well, you've been sitting there for 4 hours. Get away from it. You know, the law of attraction can be a distraction from you taking action. I said the law of attraction can be a distraction from you taking action. So know what you want, see it, visualize it, and then start swinging the axe. I love the axe, start swinging, guys.
Final thought, Adam, before we go, and where can everybody follow you? I know where to follow you, but tell everybody that.
Yeah. If you guys want to check out my stuff, Million Pound Mission Podcast, anywhere that you listen to podcasts, yes. millionpoundmission.com. And I'm very active on Instagram at Million Pound Mission. So Million Pound Mission will get you head in the right direction so we can all connect.
Awesome.
And final thought, you guys touched on it earlier about having that bigger why. It's not just about spring break. It's not just about getting to that next stepping stone of vacation or, you know, always looking for something that's going to motivate you. I really want you guys to think about building a why that's bigger than the combined sum of all the why nots. With all the why, getting
that's
a spring
good.
Break will not get you past all the why nots that could happen after that or before that. But, you know, living, like, think about who needs you to be around. I know Sean thinks about his kids.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, if I can get another decade with them by getting healthy, or another 50 years or whatever, like, that's huge. And think about those things and dive in and dial in your why, so it's bigger than the combined sum of all the why nots, because those why nots will all stack up and they will happen all at once. That's how life works. So your why has to be so big, so strong, and so dialed in, it doesn't matter. You're on fire. You get up and you swing the axe every single day.
Awesome.
Man, Adam, I love you, man. You're the best.
Well, guys, I appreciate you. And
thank you
guys out there, if you got anything out of this show, I want you to hit that subscribe button. I would love for you to leave a rating review and mention the PhD episode as your favorite on this podcast. And that way they invite me back. All right.
Well, you will. You're back anytime you need to come back. You come back to St. Louis and come work out with us again and watch me fall. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause I fall for you, Adam. That's what
it's going to happen. Burpees with Sean.
I met you on the ground looking up. Hey, Adam, how you doing, man? The first time we knew each other, but then when he got here, it's like, hey, Adam,
that's
how
right.
you doing? He walked right by me. That was so anyways, that was very embarrassing. It was very hot. I was baking on the side of the wall. You know what I mean? You and Brandon, hey, let's lift him up. Yeah. I know you are trainers, but not that big of a trainer, you know, because it does take more than two hands to hold a Whopper. And that's what you did. So anyways, I love you, Adam. And thank you for everything. Enjoyed being at your Million Pound Mission event. It was awesome. It was off the hook. One of the best events I've ever been to. Can't wait till next year. And like I said, this has been a great episode and we love you, Adam. Seriously.
Appreciate you guys. And you guys that are listening in, you're in the right place. Let me just tell you that these guys are leaders, they're motivators, and they're going to dish out some of that inspiration every single episode. So just sit tight and get ready to implement, my friend.
Wow. But Brandon, this is a powerful episode. What'd you say? What's your final thought?
Take action, guys.
Take action. But there's nothing more. Take action. Do it. Don't just dream it. Do it.
Right.
On behalf of the Obesity Revolution, the Obesity Revolution podcast, I am Sean Maroney. Get healthy.
And I'm Brandon Glore. Stay healthy.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.